That's all I can see on the whiteboard here, Roo, is Mel's brand new segment. Mel, the button pusher, what's going on?
Well, I think because I'm going on maternity leave very soon, it's imminent that I'm being thrown under the bus here to do a segment that's going to make me unpopular with one of you.
No, we don't mind throwing someone under the bus, even a pregnant
lady.
You're
going to leave with your chin. Don't apologise before the fact.
You're right, because I am really going to enjoy this.
Right.
Now, the Bernie Vince wedding was very very recently.
It was.
Chris Dittmar, you emceed it.
Yep.
If you call it emceeing, just potting people just left,
potting
right
people.
And centre.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you might remember that after the Crows grand final loss, you had some jokes, you might have called them, but really some hurtful things to say to Tex Walker at that wedding, didn't you? I think when you were talking about the bandaged hand, you said that might have been from the coin toss because that's all he did.
Yeah, that's as close you got to the ball. Tex didn't like that, actually.
Well,
she didn't see the funny side of that. I was a little bit raw.
Yeah. So being...
I thought it was fantastic.
Brilliant. Bernie Vince's best mate, he decided to use the opportunity at being at that shared event there, at Bernie's wedding with you, to record you snoring night.
Let's have a listen.
He crept into your room, which is actually a bit creepy, isn't it? So we're going to do something called...
Is it a donkey? Is it Chris Dittmar? Wake up, sleepyheads, because it's time to play Guess Who's Snoring.
Alrighty.
So I have four animals.
Good game.
Four animals.
One of them is Chris Dittmar.
Righto.
So, Roo, you're the one contestant today in this game show.
I can win this.
I am going to play you four animals. I'll just give them to you by number. Then at the end of the four, you tell me the number that you think is Ditt snoring.
One, two, three, or four.
Yep. Okay, ready?
Yep.
First. Number one.
Could be.
Very regular. Very regular.
Yeah.
All right, number two. So store that one away. Yeah. Here we go, number two. Mm-hmm. Similar. Similar.
That sounds like a hog or something. That's not me.
You
no
get
way.
A bit of pig about you.
No way.
We should have got Kate on as well.
Yeah. All right.
Number three.
That
sounds painful.
Oh no.
Oh, someone's got a deviated septum. Is that a word? All right, fourth and final, Roo. Store this one away, see what you think.
That's a joke.
All right, Roo, go for it while they're fresh in your mind.
Oh, I'd have to go C, I think, wouldn't I?
C, three?
Yeah.
What? What a fine ear he has.
Tex Walker. You bastard. That's not good.
So just so you know, the first one was an elephant. Credibility. Second one, horse. And the last one there was a pig.
So you're comparing me to those three things.
Yeah.
That's a disgrace.
Oh, and hang on. We've got mail.
What have we got?
Kate, the wife of Chris Dittmar, has just texted in number three. Yes! Well done, Kate. Good luck. Now, you're in Melbourne with the snorer all weekend. So
You win a car.
Have you booked two rooms?
Isn't this good radio? Are you all happy with yourselves?
So happy.
Good work.
Now you don't have to get me a present when I leave.
Thank you. Righto. Tex Walker, this war continues, mate.
Oh, doesn't
this
it?
This war
He doesn't
continues.
Stop, mate. He does not stop.
Right.
Hey, we've got Chris Scott, the international rules coach and Geelong coach, joining us next.